Hymns Daisy Players have been around now for roughly a decade. It started off with the Book Sense and the Book Sense XT. They had then the Blaze EZ, which was a smaller version of the item I'm going to review today, which is the Blaze ET. And I have one of these in my hand at the moment. I'm going to walk you through all the features in a moment, but I'll just describe it a little bit first of all. It's about the size of a regular mobile phone, really. Remember the sort of Nokia-style handsets. It's all encased in plastic. And on the top front face of the unit are two stereo speakers. They're quite small, one on either side of a square recessed button, which is your power button and also the time button. Below this is your three buttons that go across the unit. They're all tactile, sort of oblong or oval shaped buttons. The leftmost button will give you Bluetooth, Wi-Fi and the battery level status of the unit. The middle one is your home button, and wherever you are in the machine, you just press that and it'll take you to home. And the right hand button is your OCR. So it's a dedicated OCR button. This player has got sort of a bit of everything, as you'll soon see. Below these three buttons is a circular set of four arrow keys that go around in a circle, and your enter button is in the middle. They're all tactile, as I say, so you can go up and down, left and right when you're in various menus. Below these are three further buttons. The leftmost button is a cancel key or a back key. The middle button is a menu button, so if you're in an application and you want to change some of the settings, you go into that one. And the right-hand button is a review key, which means that if you're in an edit box and you want to review what you've just typed in, you can do that, or it will tell you where you are in an application. Below these buttons is a regular telephone style keypad with a dot on the number 5 key. And obviously below this, right at the very bottom, is an LED light and the microphone as well. Now on the very top edge of the machine is a little hole where you can threadle a lanyard through that. So I'll describe the left hand side as you go down from the top. There are three buttons. The top button is a guide voice button. So if you press this, it will skip you through speed and volume and pitch of what you're listening to. And below this button is your up and down volume buttons. So if you want to press the guide voice button once at the top and then you go down to the two buttons below, they will adjust the speed and the pitch and the volume of your listening. And below this is an SD card slot. This will support up to 32 GB of memory. On the bottom, the left hand 3.5 socket is your headphone jack. Then we have a micro USB jack, which also supports USBs as well if you want to plug a pen stick in there, but it needs to be the micro size with the two little dots on the edge of the USB. And on the right hand side is another 3.5 socket. This is an external microphone, so you can do that as well. Now, on the right hand side from the top is a very small round record button. So you press and hold this in until you're told that you're recording. And below this is a lock key, so you can lock the keys. On the back is your camera. It's got at the very top, it's a sort of square. You'll be able to feel that with your finger. It's got a square camera lens there, and below that is the battery compartment, and it takes one of these like a Nokia battery. It is a user replaceable. So without further ado, I'm going to walk you through this. I've got it plugged into a speaker so that you can hear it properly. The voice is a cappella Rachel. I would say that the speaker quality is really pretty good on this, I have to say. So we're going to start it up first of all. Now, if I just press the on off button once, you will hear
10:49 a.m. Monday, the 29th of August, 2016.
OK, so if you just press it lightly once, it will give you the time and date. But if I press and hold it in now, then we're going to get the regular hymns tune.
File manager.
And it says file manager because that's normally the top item that it will default to. And we're going to listen for another noise in a minute, which will tell me that my Wi-Fi is connected. There we go. That tells you if you've got Wi-Fi connected, because you can put your Wi-Fi key in, and that noise there tells you that you've got Wi-Fi turned on. So if I now go to the information key,
100% charged using battery, wireless lane long connected up top 3-3T4P, Bluetooth off, 10:50 a.m, Monday the 29th of August 2016. File manager.
So it's given you quite a lot of information there. It's told me the time and date again, and it's told me that I'm at the file manager. It's also told me that Bluetooth is off. It's given me my BT hub, which is my hub for my network, and it's told me that wireless LAN is on. So, you know, there is quite a lot of information there, plus the state of the battery. So if I just go through now the different features on this unit, I'll just press the down arrow key to take you through each one.
Media player.
There's a media player. Now in here you can put your MP3 files or whatever files you want to relate into some MP3 books, or you can put, you know, music on. So that's your media player.
Book reader.
This is where you would get your Daisy books and anything else you want to listen to, Audible books. I believe this player does support Audible. I wouldn't swear to it, so don't hold me to that, but I think it does. Most of these players do. So that's your book reader.
Radio.
That's an FM radio, which, to be honest, you need headphones plugged into this unit if you're going to listen to FM radio on it. I wouldn't recommend it personally, but each to their own.
OCR.
Now, this is your OCR. This is one of the features on this unit that doesn't come on any other unit. It's a bit hit or miss, to be honest, but we'll try that out shortly. I've got something prepared so you can listen for yourselves to see what the OCR facility is like. It is kind of useful to have all these features in one device, so we'll continue with that in a moment.
Web radio.
Web radio is really interesting because, of course, you can stream from internet, which is why you need wireless LAN. So it does come with some pre-designed, if you like, stations that you can choose from, but you can add lots of your own.
Podcasts.
And again, you can subscribe to many podcasts. You can do a search, kind of like what the stream offers, and you can add podcasts and delete podcasts and, you know, manipulate them in the normal way.
Library services.
Library services is something which is normally for the US market because it has Bard and it has Bookshare. I know it is available, some of it in the UK, but it is normally for North America and Canada.
Utilities,
there's a lot of stuff in here, like a colour reader, alarm function, stopwatch, stuff like that.
Options
is where you would go in and make all your adjustments.
File manager.
And we're back to file manager, where you can go in, rename files, create new folders. It's also where you would access your SD card if you have one in place. So I think what we'll do without further ado is go through the utilities menu, because there's quite a lot in here. So we'll go up to utilities. You can go up or down.
Options. Utilities.
Okay, so press the enter key.
Record.
Record, it says. So that's your record, and this is where you would find all your recordings. That's where they would be stored.
Color reader.
I don't think that's a great app, if I'm being quite honest about it. Everything I seem to take a color recognition of is black. I've got navy blue trousers on today with a purple top, and it's telling me they're both black, so it's not really grand, I would say.
Memo.
There's a memo in here as well, yep.
Calculator.
A calculator.
Sense dictionary.
Now, this is an optional extra. It is on this unit because I'm borrowing this, obviously. But this dictionary is available to purchase additionally if you want it. It's quite useful. I think it's the Collins dictionary.
Alarm.
There's an alarm function.
Set sleep timer dialog.
And there's a set sleep timer.
Initialize options.
Initialize your options.
Format.
You can format the flash card, your flash disk, or the SD card.
Upgrade.
And you can upgrade as well, which is what I did when I got this unit. I upgraded it to the latest version, which is 2.0.
Record.
And we're back to the record menu. Now, to come out of that, we'll just press the back key.
Utilities.
which would take me back to the main menu, or I could have pressed the home key, which would have taken me straight up to the file manager. I'll also demonstrate for you the podcast feature.
Library services. Podcasts.
Podcasts. Okay, we'll go in here.
Creating feed list. Feed list creation complete. Tech Talk 23 of 27, list item.
Okay, and just for convenience, I've got Tech Talk on here. So if I press the OK button again.
Updating feed. Episode number 141, partially played, 1 of 34. Checking the download file. Play.
Tech Talk on RNIB Connect Radio. The new name for Insight Radio.
So there we go. That's a little bit of Tech Talk. So that gives you an idea that that's the podcast. And it's quite easy to add feeds. There's a search facility and you can look for really whatever podcast you want. And you should be able to get those and subscribe to them. So that's fairly straightforward. So if I come back out of that.
Episode number 141, partially played, 1 of 34, list item.
Okay, and I'll back out of that.
Podcasts.
Okay, and I'll take you now into web radio.
Web radio.
Which was above the podcast, so I'll press enter again.
Creating channel list. Channel list creation complete. Smooth Radio, UK, 52 of 53, list item.
Okay, so I've added some stations to those that are already preloaded. So I'll press play on that just for the sake of letting you hear that.
Harry King with you. On this Monday morning, we're going to pause for a news update and then straight.
There we go. So that's the web radio that was streaming, obviously, from an English station. So I'll just go back out of that.
Smooth Radio, UK, 52 of 53, list item. Web radio.
Okay. And I will show you the OCR facility now. So we'll just come round here and I've got some text on a piece of paper. And we will see how well this works. I'm not going to make any promises, to be honest, because I think it's not as good as it could be. Let's put it that way. I would rather use my iPhone with KNFB Reader. Perhaps it's not a fair comparison. Perhaps it is. I'll let you decide for yourself. But I personally think that the KNFB Reader is streets ahead of it. So I will launch the OCR facility. Now, there is a dedicated OCR button for convenience. So I'll just press that anyway.
Take a picture.
So it jumps right into the app and it's there on take a picture. So from that point of view, it is, I suppose, quicker than loading your iPhone. You've got to unlock it, then you've got to ask Siri to launch it, or you've got to find it. But anyway, that's what this does. So if I sort of, hopefully I've got this positioned, hold it in the same way that you would your regular iPhone or Android device if you're going to be taking a picture on KNFB Reader. So just hold it maybe 8 to 10 inches above a document and I'll just press the
OCR analysis.
Okay, so it bleeps while it's doing that.
OCR analysis completed. Toothbrush head. Nudging station with brush head storage. 1. Bobilus 7235 U10 in 1 grooming system for men. RRP. 3000. Now 2499. Available from Amel. Rechargeable trimmer with 5 interchangeable attachment heads. Precision trimmer.
Those of you who are very quick to catch on will realise that this is one of my Brown's Bargains. I just printed one of the Brown's Bargains episodes off and it was last week's. So that is what the OCR sort of sounds like. It could be better. I've obviously got this attached to a speaker as well. So, you know, I don't have the flexibility to move the thing around so that you could hear it because I've got it plugged into a speaker. But that would give you an idea of what it's like. There is a separate stand that you can buy for this device, which is a nice metal framed stand to lay the Blaze ET into, and you can take pictures. That actually does work fairly well, but I still don't think that the OCR facility on this unit is as good as it could be, to be honest. I sort of took lots of things down to scan and I began to get rather frustrated with it. So if that's one of its selling points, it wouldn't be for me, to be honest. But maybe with a lot of practice and a lot of precision, you might find it quite useful. You can do all sorts of things with this OCR. You can go into the menu.
Menu opened. 0, Explorer mode, dialog box. 5, move by percent, dialog box. 6, move by page, dialog box. 7, book settings, pull down.
Now the reason it's giving you numbers before the item in a menu is because you can go directly using the keys of the keypad to the different things. So it's telling you, for example,
8, search word, dialog box.
So you could search for a word in your text by just pressing the number 8 key on the keypad. And this is actually one of the features that's quite good in this unit, is that you can do direct key navigation. So if I come out of the OCR facility.
Menu closed. Take a picture. Web radio.
I'm backing right out of it, so I've come out of it now. And of course, I was in web radio before that, so that's where I'm sitting on the menu, because the OCR facility has a direct button. But if I wanted to press, say, the number 1 key on the phone keypad,
file manager,
it says file
SD card, 1 of 16, list item.
So it takes you directly into the file manager and it tells you that you've got an SD card in there. So if I come out of that,
file manager.
If I press, say, number 5 on the keypad,
web radio,
it says
creating channel list.
So it jumps you right into the application.
Channel list creation complete. Smooth Radio UK, 52 of 53, list item. Web radio.
So you get the idea that if you press one of the keys on the keypad, like the telephone style keypad, you will jump right into that particular application. Now, one of the other really useful features I just want to mention is the fact that if you have a HIMSS Braille device, like a Braille Edge or a U2, you will be able to connect this by Bluetooth to this unit. You can't input anything, but you can read. And it's been designed apparently for deaf blind users of the Blaze ET. So what you can do is, if you have it wirelessly connected via Bluetooth to your HIMSS product, and it only works with HIMSS displays at the moment, but if you have one of those and you want to read what, say, you've scanned on your OCR, or you want to read something in a menu and you didn't quite pick it up and you have a hearing difficulty, then it is feasible to have it come up on your Braille display. Now, unfortunately, you can't input any Braille, so you can't write anything in any of the edit boxes, but it's just a read-only facility. So that is quite useful, I would say, for some people. And that's really about it as one of these units go. I've got reservations about some of the stuff on it, to be honest. I would rather a unit that had fewer facilities but was more accurate and more stable than, you know, having a whole pile of stuff on something and find that the software is a little bit buggy, because I do think it is. And I still prefer my Victor Reader Stream. But if you want something that does everything and you're really keen on OCR and you want that to be portable and you don't have a smartphone, then obviously this is a really useful gadget, because it has Bluetooth where a lot of the other devices don't. So if you want to use a stream, for example, it doesn't have Bluetooth. So, you know, in that sense, you can use a Bluetooth headset. You can use a HIMSS Braille display on it if you're so inclined. There are lots of things that you can do with the unit, but I would question, for what it costs, whether it's really worth 100% the money. But that's your choice and I'll leave you to decide. So I will just turn this off so you can hear what the end chime sounds like. And that's the Blaze ET.